When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. It didn't take very long. We now have a verdict in the Ashley Benefield case. The 32-year-old former ballerina accused of murdering her husband was found guilty of manslaughter. Benefield was originally charged with second-degree murder, but was convicted of a lesser crime. The judge remanded her to the custody of the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. They did revoke her $100,000 bond. There will be a sentencing hearing scheduled at a later date. She is facing 30 years in prison at this time. Let's go now to the courtroom.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're back on the record in State of Florida versus Ashley Benefield, 2020 CF 3014. I have another communication from the jury. I'm going to read it verbatim, and then I'll hear from both sides. Unable to come to unanimous verdict, signed juror.
That's an easy one. It's been less than 6 hours. Keep working. But with this caveat, Your Honor, I think you should at least acknowledge to them, because I don't know that either out of politeness or a sense of intimidation, I don't know that they know they can ask if they can go home and come back in the morning.
Judge, and I think asking them about going home and coming back is definitely something that they also need the Allen charge before we make any decisions after that.
How do you give an Allen charge after 6 hours?
Yeah, hold on. Just go ahead and say your piece.
Judge, I didn't realize that there was any hour attached to an Allen charge. I just thought that once they said they were deadlocked, that you give them the Allen charge. But it is almost 10 o'clock, so they may want to go home and come back tomorrow.
All right. Thank you both very much. As we all know, the Allen charge is a one-time thing. So my inclination was to bring them out, acknowledge that they've been working for almost 6 hours, well over 5.5 hours, acknowledge the time of the evening, and give them that option. And I'm not going to ask for them to vote. The way I do this is I'll explain to them, you've been working. We acknowledge that. It's late. If you want, you can go home for the evening, come back tomorrow fresh, and continue your deliberations. I send them back to decide if that's what they want to do or not, and then go from there.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's bring them out.
Right.
Welcome back. Members of the jury, I've received a note from you. It says, unable to come to unanimous verdict. We all recognize that you've been working for almost six full hours, and it's getting late. It's almost 10 o'clock in the evening. I want you to go back, and there's an option that we can come back tomorrow and start fresh in the morning. I do have some court first thing in the morning, but we can get started same as every other day about 9 o'clock. So I'm going to ask you to step in the back and make a decision amongst yourselves if you'd like to come back tomorrow morning fresh to start.
Or there's no other option.
I need you to discuss that first, please. All right, you can all have a seat. All right. The response from the jury is, we will stay. Signed by a juror. So, we'll be in recess until we get another question or a verdict.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Back on the record in State of Florida versus Ashley Benefield, 2020 CF 3014. I've been informed there's a verdict. Prior to bringing the jury out, I did want to make this announcement. The jury has reached a verdict, and I'm about to bring them out so the verdict can be reviewed and published. I know many of you here in the audience have been here throughout the trial, and I want to thank you for conducting yourselves appropriately throughout the trial. I realize that the reading of the verdict can be very stressful, and it is likely that some of you will agree with the jury's verdict, and some of you will not. As sometimes happens, it may be that no one is pleased with the jury's verdict. Whatever your personal feelings are about this jury's verdict, I ask you to remember that these jurors were randomly selected from our community. They were thoroughly questioned by the court and lawyers for both sides, and they were selected from the larger group to hear this case because of their demonstrated ability to be fair and impartial. I have paid close attention to this jury, and they have been attentive, observant, and focused throughout the trial. No matter how much you agree or disagree with the verdict, there are to be no outbursts of emotion. Our judicial system, in fact our entire society, has relied on jurors to help resolve disputes for over 200 years. Their verdict needs to be respected, even if you don't understand it or don't agree with it. You ready to bring in the jury?
Yes, sir.
All right, bring them in. You all can have a seat. Members of the jury, I understand you have a verdict, and we have a foreperson.
Yes, we do.
Ma'am, has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes, we have.
Is the verdict unanimous?
Yes, it is.
Would you please hand the verdict form to the deputy? I need to check it and make sure it's in proper form. The verdict appears to be in proper form. Madam Clerk, would you please publish the verdict?
In the Circuit Court of the 12th Judicial Circuit in and for Manatee County, Florida, the State of Florida versus Ashley Benfield, case number 2020-CF-3014. Verdict. We, the jury, finds as follows as to the defendant in this case. The defendant is guilty of manslaughter, a lesser included offense. Did Ashley Benfield actually carry a firearm? Yes. Did Ashley Benfield discharge a firearm? Yes. Did Ashley Benfield, as a result of discharging a firearm, cause death to Douglas Benfield? Yes. So say we all this 30th day of July, 2024, at Bradenton, Manatee County, Florida, Cheryl Foreperson.
Would either side like the jury polled? State?
No.
Defense?
Yes, sir.
Members of the jury, you're now going to be polled. The clerk is going to ask each of you individually if this is your verdict and the verdict of the jury as a whole. Madam Clerk?
Juror number 15, is this your verdict as well as the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Juror number 20, is this your verdict as well as the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Juror 21, is this your verdict as well as the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Juror number 29, is this your verdict as well as the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Juror number 33, is this your verdict as well as the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
And juror number 35, is this your verdict as well as the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Thank you. Members of the jury, I want to thank you for your time and consideration in this case. I know that many of you have missed important work obligations and family obligations and other engagements that you had planned, as well as time with your families. But I want to thank you for being willing to give us your time and your attention and being observant to this entire trial and serving as jurors and doing your civic duty. I have paperwork that we're going to give you that will reflect your service as a juror, as well as a piece of paper from the clerk's office documenting that each of you has been here for these number of days if you need it for work purposes. If you need some sort of other paperwork for work or anything like that, contact my judicial assistant and we'll be able to get that for you. I also want to advise you of some very special privileges that all jurors enjoy. No juror can ever be required to talk about the discussions that occurred in the jury room except by court order. For many centuries, our society has relied upon juries for consideration of difficult cases. We have recognized for hundreds of years
that a jury's deliberations, discussions, and votes should remain their private affair as long as they wish it. Therefore, the law gives you a unique privilege not to speak about the jury's work. Although you are at liberty to speak with anyone about your deliberations, you are also at liberty to refuse to speak with anyone. A request to discuss either your verdict or your deliberations may come from those who are simply curious, from those who might seek to find fault with you, from the media, from the attorneys, or elsewhere. Bless you. It will be up to you to decide whether to preserve your privacy as a juror or not. Again, on behalf of myself, the entire judges of the 12th Circuit, thank you very much for your time and your attention during this trial. I now discharge you as jurors in this case and release you from any further obligations in this matter. You're free to go. Make sure you pick up your electronic devices. And please make sure that your notes stay with the deputy. They are going to be returned to me. They will be destroyed. No one will ever read your notes. Thank you. All right, you all can have a seat. The jury is out. State.
Judge, I would ask for you to remand the defendant at this point. I believe she has a right to a PSI for sentencing, so I'm not sure if she would waive that or proceed with that.
Do you want to PSI?
I think we'd prefer to have the PSI.
I'll sign an order tonight for that. It's a late in the evening. My judicial assistant will reach out to both of you tomorrow to begin coordinating a hearing, sentencing hearing. You could let her know how much time you need. Right now, the pre-sentence investigations are running a month to 6 weeks, so it'll certainly, the time for sentencing will be outside of that, but then you can let me know how much time you'll need.
Let me direct myself, Your Honor, to post-trial release, if I can.
Yes, sir.
Under Youngston, I know that the Younghins, rather, I know that the court is familiar with the standard. They stated in no uncertain terms, but if taken in good faith on grounds not frivolous but fairly debatable in view of the decisions of the Supreme Court, then the petitioner should be admitted to bail. And they set out for the trial court three factors. The first, with respect to the appeal not being frivolous, I think by the court's own acknowledgement at two different points in the trial, the court noted that we were dealing with novel issues that the court had not seen before. I think we certainly have good and sufficient grounds to appeal in good faith. The factors, according to Younghins, Your Honor, is the habits of the individual as respect for the law. Ms. Benfield has no prior history of criminal activity, as the court knows. Her local attachments to the community by way of family ties, business, or investments. She lives here in Bradenton, has lived here for a while. Her mother resides here. Her child resides here. The severity of the punishment imposed for the offense, that is substantial. There's no denying it. And any other circumstance relevant to the question of whether the person would be tempted to remove herself from the jurisdiction of the court. Ms. Benfield, on every single occasion over the course of the life of this case, has appeared when requested. She has never once failed to meet any obligation pursuant to the bond that she's on. As a result, we ask that the court entertain setting a post-trial bond. The only other thing that the court noted in the Younghins decision was that it's axiomatic that the exercise of judicial discretion should never be arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable, and where the discretion is exercised in favor of denying to a person a basic and fundamental right, The reasons for doing so should be sound and they should be clearly stated. So pursuant to Rule 3.691, post-trial release, Your Honor, we ask that the court admit Ms. Benefield to bond, continue her on the same bond, in fact, and if the court is not inclined to do so, we ask that Your Honor stay the decision so that we can appeal directly to the Second District. As the court knows, it's an accelerated docket because of the nature of the motion, that is to say, the bond.
Thank you. State, did you want to be heard?
Judge, I object to any bond at this point. The potential sentence is 30 years. While this defendant may have appeared at every court hearing, she was not convicted of the charge at the time. She has much more at stake at this point, being convicted of this crime, and I would ask you to deny the bond.
Any rebuttal?
No, sir.
Ms. Benefield, the jury having found you guilty of manslaughter with a firearm, I'm going to remand you to the custody of the Manatee County Sheriff. We're going to revoke your bonds where you'll be held pending sentencing. Court will stand in recess until we get a sentencing hearing set up.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I trust Your Honor will issue a written order on the bond.
The bond?
Yes.
Yes. If it's required, I certainly will.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Thanks.
Thank you.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.